In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Today we will continue with volume 21. The next passage comes from April 30th, 1927. And the title is Glory of the Unity of the Divine Will. Acting in it is always a divine way of acting. Works and sacrifices which Jesus makes in the soul in order to form the kingdom of the fiat. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was doing my rounds of creation in order to follow the acts of the divine will in all created things. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one was my will, which came out in creation, but it spread and multiplied in each created thing. And the soul who goes around the creation in order to follow all of its acts and to embrace them all together, gathers the divine will which is spread in all things and makes it one, giving me the glory of its unity. Then, spreading it again, in all created things, she gives me the glory of my divine will, multiplied and bilocated in many things. In this passage, we see that Luisa Picaretta is doing the rounds of creation. The rounds of creation are part of the revelation given to Luisa Picaretta. The 24 hours that constitute the rounds of creation, beginning at the moment of creation and ending with the resurrection of our Lord, they form part of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Luisa Picaretta used to do these rounds along with the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when she's doing these rounds of creation, our Lord says, you gather all the divine will that is in all created things. You gather my will and you give glory, praise, and honor to me on behalf of those elements, of those created things. And not only that, but it says you multiply them and you bilocate my divine will again in those created things. We remember that in God there is only one will. And we say divine will because God is divine. We humans, creatures, have free will, but it's human. When we say divine will, we refer to the will of God, which is one. God is one in three persons. In God, there is not three wills. There is only one will. One God, three persons, one will. And the Lord wants us to use our freedom, which is a gift that he gave us, to go around, to praise, to glorify him on behalf of all creation. And in that act, we gather all the praise, the honor, the adoration, and we give it to God. And what happens when we do this is that our soul expands, acquiring a new space in us to contain more of God. St. Augustine already talks about the expansion of the soul. When we do acts in the divine will, our soul expands. We acquire the capacity to receive more of God. And if we acquire the capacity to receive more of God, we will have the capacity, obviously, of giving to God even more. Our Lord is able to bilocate his divine will in everything. In the same way that he bilocates in every single host that is consecrated throughout the world, he's able to bilocate in every single act that we do when we do it in His will. When we have the intention, as long as we have the intention to unite our acts in the divine will, our Lord sees the intentions of the heart. Our Lord knows us. That's why we need to have this disposition in our souls. And this disposition in our souls, they are acquired when we are in the state of grace. That's why it is so important to use the sacrament of reconciliation. The sacrament of reconciliation prepares our soul to receive the gifts of God. And it expands our soul with every single act that we do. So, to all of you who are listening to me, I invite you to take advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation. John Paul II, he used to go to confession every week. If John Paul II, when he was a pope, he used to go to confession every week. He, being the pope, went to confession every week. How much more do we need this sacrament? Let's continue. It is a great thing, my daughter, that the littleness of the creature reunites altogether this will of mine, bilocated and multiplied in many things, so as to say to me, one is the glory, the honor, the love I want to give you, because my act contains everything. It is perfect and worthy of you alone. One is the glory, the honor, the love I want to give you, because my act contains everything. The will of God contains everything. The will of God contains everything. One was the will that came out from you, and I want to bring it to you as one. Then, making use of her loving stratagems, she spreads it again, and she gives me the glory of the supreme fiat, multiplied and bilocated in all things. Multiplied and bilocated. The divine will, the acts in the divine will are multiplied to the perfect, the eternal, because they contain the potency of God the Father, the wisdom of Jesus the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. So the acts done in the divine will, they are not empty acts. They are complete acts. And they are able to be multiplied to the perfect, to the eternal. Because God is perfect. God is eternal. And I let her do everything, the Lord says, delighting and enjoying her loving stratagems. Because being in my will, she is my home and can do nothing other than what belongs to the celestial family. Her acting is always a divine way of acting, which can only please me and give me perfect love and glory. These acts that in the divine will our Lord tells us are able to give Him perfect love and glory. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, to give Him perfect love and glory. Not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all created things, on behalf of all creatures. After this, I felt oppressed, Luisa Picaretta writes. The privations of Jesus became longer. I felt all the waiting of my long exile and the pain of my faraway fatherland. A profound sadness invaded my poor soul, and my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, both of us must have patience and think about the work of the formation of the kingdom of my will. No one knows what we are doing, the sacrifices it takes, the continuous acts, the prayers which are needed in order to form and obtain a good so great. This is very important, my brothers and sisters. The Lord tells us, sacrifices, continuous acts, and prayers are needed in order for the divine will to descend upon our souls. Prayers sacrifices and continuous acts are needed. That's why it's so important for us to do our prevenial act, our actual acts, to pray, to offer our Eucharist for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon our souls, to do little sacrifices, to deprive ourselves from the small things that we like, to do fasting, to do prayer, to offer our pain, our suffering, our trials, in union with Jesus, for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Saint Benedict, in his rule, he says, ora in labora, meaning pray and work. If we apply this rule to the divine will, to the spirituality of the divine will, we have to pray, we have to do sacrifices, but we have to do also acts, because only prayer is not enough. We have to do our acts in the divine will, so that every single act that we do be a prayer, calling for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. So we have to pray for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth, and we have to do acts in the divine will. We have to read the book of heaven to acquire the intellectual knowledge, and we have to do our acts to immerse ourselves in the divine will. This is what Luisa Picaretta was doing. In this passage, she is doing the rounds of creation, following the divine will since the moment of creation till the resurrection. If you have the opportunity to read these beautiful prayers, these beautiful meditations, the rounds of creation, please do it, because they will help you so much to expand your soul. Through these beautiful prayers, you will give praise, glory, honor, adoration, thanksgiving to God the Father. Not only on your behalf, but on behalf of all creation, on behalf of all generations. Let's continue. No one takes part in our sacrifices, says the Lord. No one helps us to form this kingdom which will bring them so much good. And while they pay no attention to us, they think about enjoying their miserable life without even disposing themselves to receive the good we are preparing. We have to dispose ourselves, our souls. I mentioned it already, and I'm going to mention it again. The way we prepare our souls to receive this gift is by being in the state of grace. We need to use the sacrament of reconciliation. We need to frequent the sacrament of confession. This will prepare our souls to receive such a gift. Or if the creatures could see what happens in the secret of our hearts, how surprised with amazement they will be. This happened when I and my mama were on earth. As we were preparing between the two of us the kingdom of redemption, all the remedies which were needed so that everyone might find salvation, we did not spare sacrifices, not works, nor life, nor prayers. And while we were all intent on thinking about everyone, on giving our life for all, no one will think about us. No one knew what we were doing. My celestial mama was the depository of the kingdom of redemption, and therefore she took part in all sacrifices and in all our sorrows. Only Saint Joseph knew what we were doing, but he did not take part in all our sorrows. Only Saint Joseph knew what they were doing, but he didn't take part in all our sorrows. Our Lady possessed the gift of the divine will by grace, by giving her fiat to the Lord since the moment of her conception. And our Lord possessed this gift by nature because he is true God and true man. And by taking our humanity, he opened the door for all of us to follow in this way so that humanity can be divinized, so we can take part in all the acts that he did. So all our acts united with his will, they are acts that are able to give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. Because these are acts that are united to the humanity of Christ. Since it is in our humanity that we perform these acts, our Lord wants sacrifices from us. Every single act that we do in union with him represents an act, represents a sacrifice. Our Lord says, if we were able to see what happens in the soul when we do acts in the divine will, we will be amazed. In other part of the book of heaven, our Lord reveals to Luisa Picarreta that every single act done in the divine will is a new sun that expands the soul and gives the soul so much light and heat and beauty. And while we are doing these acts, we have to remember that we are walking by faith. So many times, we want to know the benefits. We want to know what's happening in the soul. We want to know if we are living in the divine will. As long as we have the disposition in our souls, as long as we prepare our souls, and as long as we try to do our best to unite our will to his will, then he will make up for what is lacking in us. He needs our consent. The Lord needs our consent so he can live in us. He can palpitate in us. He can breathe in us. He will do it for us since he knows our humanity. But he wants us to freely give ourselves to him in love. And this is what love is, the Lord says, to lay down our life for others. With every single act united with his will, we die to ourselves. With every single act that we do united in his will, with his will, we decrease and he increases in us. Oh, how our hearts ache in seeing that while mother and son were consuming themselves with pains and with love for all, in order to form all the possible, inimaginable remedies for all, to heal them and place them in safety, they not only did not think about us, but offended us, despised us, and others were plotting against my life from the time of my birth. I am repeating this with you, my daughter, in order to form the kingdom of my divine fiat. The world takes from us, even though it does not know us. Only my assistant minister knows what we are doing, but he does not take part either in our sacrifices or in our works. We are alone. Therefore, patience in this long work. The more we work, the more we will enjoy the fruits of this celestial kingdom. The more we unite ourselves with the will of God, the more the fruits, the more graces we will receive and we will obtain, not only for us, but for all the world, for all humankind. This gift of living in the divine will given to us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, is a blessing for all of us. The Lord puts this gift to our disposition, and he wants us to take advantage of this. He wants us to submit ourselves to him in love, in reverence, in faith. These writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, they are given to us for our spiritual benefit, for a spiritual growth. I invite all of you to take some time to do the rounds of creation, to pray with these beautiful prayers, to grow every single day in the knowledge and understanding of this gift. One day you will be able to see the benefits in your soul. One day you will be able to see all the good you do with these acts, all the praise, all the glory that God received through you by doing acts in the divine will. The more works, the more sacrifices, the more prayers we do in the divine will for the kingdom to come and reign in our souls and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven, the more acts we do, the more graces we will receive and obtain for us and for others. The Blessed Mother desires also that we may unite ourselves to the divine will, because the Blessed Mother, she lived in the divine will. And if Jesus is the new Adam and Mary is the new Eve, we, the children, have to live in the same way as our parents. Jesus is the new Adam, Mary is the new Eve. We are the children of the divine will. We have to live in the divine will. The Lord is giving us this knowledge. Let us take advantage of this and let us thank Him. Let us love Him for this gift. Let us praise Him. Let us adore Him with His will, with His love. And let us beg Him to bestow upon us these gifts. Three things He asks us to do in this passage: to pray, to do sacrifices, and to do our acts in the divine will. These have to be continuous acts in the divine will, meaning every single day. Continue in praying. We have to intensify our prayers, to be faithful to our prayers. We have to do sacrifices, little sacrifices. The Lord is giving us this spirituality so that we may become rich in what matters to God, so that we can be spiritually rich. The gift of the divine will is given to us through these writings, through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. And Luisa Picarreta is the channel. She is the instrument through which the Lord wants us to know this gift. Let us ask the Lord to give us the grace to live in His divine will, that He may be glorified through us with every single act. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.